We're praying for this country. You know Galatians 2:20. You know we've got to die to yourself. It's not longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Christ would be wanting to pray for education in South Africa. He's sitting right now next to the Father on that throne praying for you. And you are praying for this country. Don't be apathetic. Don't not do something and sort of think, the rest of the people will do it. Every one of us has got the responsibility to lay whatever is what is bothering us, not to talk about it around the braai, to get on your knees and pray for it. If you want it to change, pray. So we give you the opportunity. That's why we do this. It is normal for Christians to pray. So we give you the platform and we give you the number 082-657-2729. We pray for education, the bailable, the woke agenda, the godlessness of what our kids are learning. We're praying for the teachers. We're praying for our children to be discerning. All of that. Anything you can think about regarding education in South Africa, lay it before the Lord in 30 seconds to a minute. Not writing it out. Your voice note goes to 082-657-2729. You pray and we agree with you in prayer. Please do so right away.
Father God, this morning, O Lord, I am praying in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am praying, Lord, for the new bill at the schools. Father, I remember, Lord, as you said in your word, in Exodus, that you are God and there is none. Lord, the fear of God has been taken out. You've been thrown out of schools. You've been thrown out, oh God, and our children are left helpless. Father, we are praying that, Lord, may you help the school, the MECs, the government, oh God, to rethink of this bill, Father, being imposed upon our children, which will destroy the nations. Father God, I'm praying in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ that, O Lord, may you save, may you restore back your word in school. May you restore, may you, O God, your presence be seen, be felt, be acknowledged in schools. O Lord, we are praying for the sake of our children, for the sake of generations to come. Lord, I pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ that your will be done, not people's will, not our thoughts, but your word and your will be done in our lives as we live on this earth until we leave this earth. Amen and amen. It's beauty.
Here ons God, ons kom na u toe in die naam van Jesus en ons dra ons self, ons kinders en ons kleinkinders en ons kroos se kroos aan u op, Here. Neem asseblief my eenvoudige gebed op, Here, en stort u Heilige Gees oor ons land en dat ons kinders veilig onder u hand sal lewe. Laat u wil geskied, Here. Amen.
Môre almal, ek bid dat elke verkeerde ding in die Bellawet nie tot stand sal bring nie, want God verbreek alles wat boos is, wat die Satan tot stand bring. Ek bid dat elke onderwyser ons kinders met integriteit en met die vrees van die Here sal onderrig. Ek bid dat ons kinders klein warriors vir Jesus Christus sal wees. Amen en amen en amen.
Vader, vanmorgen wil ek bid, ek het self kleinkinders op school, op die laerskool, wil ek spesifiek bid vir die implementering van die wette wat nou wil verander, dat dit in goede vir ons sal uitwerk, en dat ons werkelijk waar sal weet, dat u was hier vandag, u was hier hierdie jaar, en ek weet, u is in die toekoms ook. Dis hoekom ons kan kyk na die toekoms van ons skole, en ons weet, dat u is al reeds daar, want u gee om. Siele maak saak vir u, Here. Daarom bid ek vir kindersiele om na u toe te kom. Kinders wat vir u lief sal raak. Kinders wat sal besef, daar is net een uitweg. En dit is om by Jesus te wees. Ek eer en ek loof u vanmôre. Dankie, Here.
Goeiemôre Janine, Charles en Radio Kansel luisteraars, dis Suzette Tooi wat praat. My gebed vir Suid-Afrika se skole en kinders is dat ek vra dat die Here vir elkeen liefde in hulle harte sal gee. Vrede sal gee, dat hulle met mekaar in vrede sal lewe. Dat hulle u lig sal uitdra en dat hulle sal lewe en voluit sal lewe as kinders van u. Want ek glo dat as u dit vir hulle kan gee, dat hulle dit in elke instansie en elke ouer, kind en beheerliggaam en skoolhoof en departement, dat dit baie beter sal gaan as wat dit huidelig lig laat gaan. Want u sê ook vir ons in Johannes 10 vers 10, ek het gekom dat hulle die lewe in oorvloed kan hê. Maar as ons nie iets van ons kant af doen die Here, dan gaan dit nie gebeur nie. Dankie dat u ons lief het. Amen.
Abba Vader, ons as een volk van Suid-Afrika kom vanoggend weer, Here, ons kom buig ons neer, Here, in geloof voor u, want u is die enigste hoop van Suid-Afrika. Here, ons kom en ons vra, Here, dat u sal ingryp en alles sal kom omdraai. Dit wat hulle ons kinders en kleinkinders wil leer in die skool, Papa Vader, dat u dit sal kom verander, Here, dat alles sal gaan tot eer en verheerliking van u naam, Papa Vader. Want u alleen is goed. Daarom verklaar ons Spreuke 3 vers 5 en 6 hier. Vertrou volkome op die Here. Ken hom in al julle weë en hy sal julle paaie gelyk maak. Daarom vra ons Here, net u kan al die paaie kon gelyk maak in ons lewens in Suid-Afrika. Ons eer, ons dank, ons loof u Koning Jesus vir dit wat u vir ons gaan kon doen. In Jesus se naam. Amen.
A good morning. The Bella Bill is an ungodly bill. God created us in his image. Male and female, he created us. And Jesus was born as a baby. He went through all these stages. So we have to go, our children have to go through the normal growing up stages, those stages that God has for them, for each one of us as his being. So the Bella Bill is not godly at all. We are praying for our government, all those who are in authority, all those who are in charge of making these ungodly laws, so that God can give them wisdom from above. We pray for wisdom from above so that the rules that they make, the laws that they make, are godly rules according to the word of God. We have to think that we shouldn't forget that life does not end here. There is life eternal. So whatever we do here, we have to think about our eternity. Love you. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Father, we give all the glory, we give all the honor, because you are the great educator. Father, we're praying for the education system in South Africa. We're praying for the teachers. We're praying for the senior management personnel. We're praying for our learners, my Lord, because there is so much confusion. It seems like as teachers, we've been thrown to the deepest end, my Lord. Father, there is so much hatred. There is so much discouragement going on, but we trust you that you are with us. You are the God who makes a way where there is no way, my Lord. And even in this situation, my Lord, help us to trust what we believe to be true at all times. Let us stand on your word, because your word is truth. Help us, O Lord, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father God, I just thank you that we can pray for our schools, that you will be in control. Here at Kingdom Academy, Lord, we pray that your kingdom will come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for all the schools countrywide, worldwide, where the enemy has got a foot in. We break it in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, that you will break down all those evil plans from the enemy that wants to destroy our children. Thank you, Lord, that we can lay it at your feet this morning and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You hear our prayer, Lord, and you will bring a revival in our schools.
Here, ons God, ons loof en ons prijs u vanmorgen en ons sê vir u baie, baie dankie dat ons weet u is God. Here, daar is niemand soos u nie. You are the creator of this universe, Lord. Here, u het gesê, laat die kindertjies na my toe kom. Here, en ons wil kom bid vanmorgen, ons wil laag voor u kom buig, vir ons kinders, en ons weet dat u God is, ons weet Here, u is God, ons is nie, en daarom kom vra ons Here, dat u hierdie Bella wet, sommer net in die hek sal het duik, Here, daar sal niks daarvan kom nie, en ons staan saam, en ons verklaar dit vandag Here, ons kinders, en die toekomst van ons kinders behoort aan u, want u alleen is die Here, u bloed het gevloei op Golgotha vir ons kinders, en ons dank u Here, no weapon formed against our children shall prosper, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.